Fred Film Radio, Zurich Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 13th Zurich Film Festival. Today I'm in company of director Rob Reiner, who's here to receive a tribute to award and to present as a gala premiere his new film Shock and Awe.
So, since you have managed to master every genre so far, so what's the spark? When does Rob Reiner find the spark to approach a story?
I look at something that that appeals to what's going on in my head at the time, you know, and it might be something political, or it might be something social in terms of male-female relationship. Whatever I'm thinking about at a certain point in time, then I try to find a way to tell the story. And it could be different genres. It doesn't, you know, I don't really think about, you know, I'll try to do a different genre, but I try to think, what is the best way to tell this story? You know, what's the best venue for that story?
What was the starting point for this story, and was this the right moment?
Well, listen, the right moment to tell a story is hopefully when it can be received. I mean, you want what you're saying in the film to be received by people. And the inspiration for this was when it happened. My wife and I were, you know, apoplectic about the idea that America was going to war based on a lie, which we knew was a lie at the time. And the fact that I had lived through the Vietnam War and saw my country go to war based on a lie, and it was happening again, it was infuriating. So that was the genesis of why I wanted to tell this story. But like you say, the timing, we couldn't have told this story in America for sure back in 2003. And I think even now it's going to be hard for Americans to look at this, because it's basically, you know, a mirror is put up to you and you have to look in the mirror and say, you know, we committed the worst foreign policy disaster in American history. And we went along with that. And the media went along with that, except for these four guys who fought to tell the truth. And it's a story about how important it is to get to the truth, because if we don't, we don't have an informed public. And if we don't have an informed public, the democracy starts to crumble.
What do you think is the role of filmmakers today? Especially, do you think that success, in your case, as a way, the power to reach more people, is a responsibility in a way?
I think that filmmakers are all different. You know, some filmmakers, they just love to, you know, play with toys, you know, and there's CGI and explosions and mechanical stuff, and that's what they do. There are other filmmakers who like to entertain and make people laugh. There are other filmmakers who like to get into the inner workings of human behavior. So there are all types of filmmakers, but I don't think there's a responsibility one way or the other. I do think, though, there is a responsibility if you're going to make a film about history that's based in history or historical fact, that you get it right, that it be what actually happened. And so for us to make this film, we couldn't have made it unless we had not only the input, but the collaboration of the four journalists about who this movie, revolves.
Why did you decide to act in the film?
Well, I decided to act in the film because one of the actors dropped out of the film a day before we were supposed to start shooting. And I didn't know what to do. And my wife actually said, well, why don't you play the part? And literally, we had been shooting for a week with all the other actors. So I didn't have much choice. So I also work cheap.
And we've been talking to Rob Reiner, who's at the 13th Zurich Film Festival to receive a tribute to a word that you present Shock and Awe as gala premiere. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.